Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, wise ones, and welcome to A Little Wiser. Today, I am joined by our associate producer and my co-host of today's conversation, Tara Daigle. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Kimmy.
We are, as a follow-up to last week's episode with Zach Robidas. By the way, Tara, I'm assuming you listened and cried.
Of course I did. Sobbed. Completely sobbed. My friends were like getting into town, I'm like answering the door. I'm like, I'm sorry. I was just listening to an episode of the pod.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story. And he was so raw. That was such an interesting interview, by the way, because it was super late in New York. It was like 10:30 and it was whatever, 7:30 going on 8 here. And it was like dark, rainy night in LA. And it felt almost like two people talking on the phone. The structure of the interview, the whole thing, it just felt more like a really like raw conversation where you're on the phone with somebody, you know, for 2 hours because they're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
It was really... yeah, really interesting.
I don't know if it came through for the other listeners or because I knew kind of the background, but listening to the episode with that knowledge, I very much felt that way. It felt like two friends catching up, talking about life.
Yeah, it definitely was different in that way, which I think is just reflective too of where he is and his process of healing. But that conversation inspired the topic we chose for A Little Wiser, which is, I don't know if this is the right descriptive, but it's the one that I came up with, which is medical intuition, which maybe is too woo-woo for everyone to get on board with, including me perhaps, but the idea of knowing that something is off, knowing, you know, whatever it is, something in our body, something physical, something doesn't feel right, and why we resist taking action on it, or just simply why we avoid routine appointments. We're like, oh, I'm feeling great. You know, don't need to prioritize that. And going back to Zach and Marnie, I think what Marnie wanted people to take away from her story, or if she wanted to inspire people to do just that, to listen to their instincts, to listen to their bodies, and to go make the appointment that they've been putting off because potentially, you know, who knows, that her cancer progressed quickly, but that it could save you. It could save you from something you don't know you have, or it could change the outcome of something you don't know you have.
Yeah. Zach intentionally included at the end of your conversation that was one of her greatest pieces of advice that she learned, to listen to your body. You're the one that knows your body best.
Yeah, it's trusting yourself. And sometimes it takes courage or, you know, breaking through that resistance to go and see the doctor. And then it's also that added layer of, if you're told nothing's wrong, and something inside you said or saying, I know there's something wrong, to continue to pursue it, right? Yeah. This idea of why we put off doctor's appointments, why we don't listen to ourselves. Do you have an example of this in your own life, like something you've known or anybody else, like someone you love, a friend or a family member who just knew and either did or didn't, you know, move on that knowing and how it played out?
Yeah, my father. My father is probably the worst at this, and I would love to say that there's been resolution there, but I think me and my siblings still are on his case to, you know, when was last time you've had a physical, Dad? And I do know he's been open with me that it is fear-based. And in when I was like looking up articles and reading some stuff, it's super common in men, particularly, that there is a fear there, for a fear of finding something wrong. So him and I have had many conversations about this over the past few years. And actually, right around 5 years ago, right around this time, July 4th weekend, we were at a family like barbecue and celebrating, and he had a really bad cough and ended up going to the hospital because something was going on with his lungs. Come to find out, it wasn't anything life-threatening, but it was a huge scare, and I think scared my entire family, quite frankly. So I think a lot of the hesitation of going to seek a doctor when something isn't quite right is definitely based off of fear.
Yeah. And so it is interesting, the difference between men and women. And there's a fair amount of studies that men statistically do this significantly more than women. And by that, I mean putting off appointments or just frankly not going to see doctors regularly, even when something is feels inherently wrong. And what made a lot of sense to me is that, first of all, women are earlier on, there's recommendation and expectations like, oh, you regularly see your OBGYN. Women at a young age talk about their health more, whether it's like, oh, I started my period, or like talking about all these bodily things. And I even know, like with trying to have a baby and having a baby, you're at the doctor, you're in a hospital. So it kind of normally, you're talking to your friends about your appointments. It normalizes, I guess, the whole thing, right? Oh, I'm going to a doctor. I'm being vulnerable. I'm at the OBGYN spreading my legs and those weird metal things. So there is a lot of like normalization perhaps around it.
Yeah.
With, I think, men, that there is not that comfort and not that discussion. So there's more resistance, but also the fear of, if especially if you feel like something's off, and I have felt this way, I don't want to make the appointment because I'm afraid what the answer may be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. If something's going on and they're afraid of the answer, or they're afraid of hearing something they don't want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad's like famous line is, it's my time when it's my time. Or the aches and pains are just, oh, I'm just getting older. And you dismiss it and dismiss it. And maybe one of those aches or pains is not just age. It's something that could have been avoided, could have been treated, could have been handled, could have been caught early on. And then you deal with the guilt of, oh, I could have, or what could I have done? I should have done.
One thing I think when we're talking to people who we love, who are resistant, is if you're not doing it for you, then do it for the people you love.
Totally. I totally know what you mean. Me and my siblings definitely are like, if you can't do it for yourself, we don't want to live without you. So can you do it for us?
Yeah. So for many people, there's, you know, there's barriers, right? From affordability, from access, and even people who do have healthcare just getting in. You know, a lot of doctors, it's, you know, you call to schedule the appointment and they'll see you in 2 or 3 months. So I think it requires like way more self-advocacy and effort than it should just to simply have preventative healthcare.
Oh, 100%. And that's like, we could go down a rabbit hole of healthcare here and how much it needs improvement. Everyone should have access. You know, if you can't get there, you can't know what's wrong. So that's a huge conversation in and of itself.
What it comes down to, and Marnie knew something was off, right? Mm-hmm. And she kept being told oh, you know, this is as a result of breastfeeding when it was not. It was stage 4 cancer. This has come up in so many of the stories on the podcast, is even like in the case of Jessica Buchanan, the story of her being kidnapped in Somalia, she knew instinctively going out, there's something feels off with the landscape, the environment, the safety, but she just sort of, as we all do, just proceeded, right? It was such a little whisper that she didn't stop and take action on it, right? It was like, oh, I'm kind of having this little fleeting thought. I don't know whether to take it seriously or not, but I've got a plan and they're picking me up. And that theme comes up over and over and over again. So perhaps what it requires is us to do that hard thing of honoring that small, quiet voice and giving it space to take it seriously.
And it actually really aligns with a lot of what you've said many times to me, many times on the pod, is to just stay curious, not just ignoring a sign. Or we do have this innate intuition about ourselves and about the life experience that we're having. And even if it is a small whisper or a gut feeling or something that you don't think will be a very big deal, but to just stay curious and maybe like ask more questions of yourself, of the situation, of the circumstances, I think that's the least that we could do, is be curious about what's going on. Why am I feeling this way? What's going on? Am I stressed? What's happening in my life? Etc.
Yeah. And even like stories on domestic abuse, and people use language like something was a little bit off, or I noticed this one small thing, or even the stories we've had on the podcast where parents like, or it was their kids, and they notice like the subtlest thing. So I think that idea of being curious and that little subtle thing, that subtle voice, or the way something feels a little bit off, even if it's just barely, like to pay attention to that, to get curious about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there is a slight stigma with maybe overreacting, especially as women. We tend to be a little bit categorized as sometimes dramatic, or, oh, you're overreacting, or you're being a hypochondriac. I think there's a spectrum, right? We're either being too focused on something going wrong or not focused enough. But to advocate for ourselves and the ones that we love specifically, I think is super important. Marnie was proof of that.
Yeah, it's almost an inconvenient truth. I feel good. Life is good. You know, so that little thing, it's an inconvenience, right? Or it could be some sort of inconvenient truth. So I'm just going to avoid it. Life is good. I feel healthy. Yeah, it kind of pops up here and there, but I'm just going to, that makes sense to me that you would avoid that for like deeper subconscious reasons, right?
Totally. And I do it myself just in life when I want to not deal with something. So I think dealing or avoiding something medically, that's the weight of it, right? That's the whole point, is that it could quite literally save your life if you just pay attention. And I think that was Marnie's message.
And I think then the next step too is, depending on if you have access to quality healthcare and you have an established relationship with a doctor. But then for a lot of people too, I think that there's even a bigger first step, which is very few people have an established relationship with a doctor they know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think the system is fraught. I wish it was more straightforward.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. And it doesn't even have to be something life altering or life ending. But if you travel down the path of just medical care in general, whether it's mental health, any of those avenues, there's so many factors that go into just starting the process. And recently, I just had a cold. I was sick. I had to go to the doctor. And I couldn't imagine not being able to make an appointment because I was too afraid. What do people do when they have a fear of not being able to pay for it, not being able to afford it? I can't imagine having to choose between feeding my child or taking care of me, myself, the mother of that child, so that I can take care and provide for them. It's just, it blows my mind that that is the choice that some people genuinely have to make on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. It's true and it's real and it's heartbreaking. So Marnie's call to action, if you're listening to this, would be to do the thing, to book the annual screening that you've been putting off, even if it's just a general checkup. You haven't done a checkup in however many years, or if there's something that has been weighing on you about your health or the health of someone you love, move, take action on it today. And for anybody who is out there and is already in the process of doing it, if you have seen a doctor and have been told, you know, you're okay, or it's this thing, and you intuitively know it's not, that it is more than okay. Not only more than okay, but you should, if you feel you have anything that is remotely serious, to get a second, if not a third, opinion, right? Because that was a huge part of it, is she was seeing doctors and she was being told that it was something it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to add, if you have received some tough medical news, to find some support, a support system. If you don't have one immediately close to you, there are people out there, and us at All the Wiser are keeping you in our thoughts and holding space for you too. But Zach specifically mentioned that her support system was incredible, and his was too, even after she had passed, that it truly makes the difference.
Yes, I love that you added that. So yeah, take action on your health, trust yourself. And as Tara said, if you have received a diagnosis or someone you love has, find support and other people on a shared path.
Yeah.
All right. We will be back next week with a episode we have been pouring all of ourselves into, which we're really excited to bring you. It's one that has really rocked our worlds in a good way, and we can't wait to bring it to you next week.
It's going to be a good one.
Okay. All right. Take care, Tara.
Bye, Kimmy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health, or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.